morning, Houston. This is your girl, Jet Jet, and here we are once more talking about our book, Using Technology in the Classroom for Now and in the Future, by Janice Knapp and Irene Chen. And today we're going to review Chapter 14, which titles Transformative Learning, Pre-Service Teachers Becoming Reflective Practitioners Through the Utilization of Technology Tools. And this is something that really speaks to me. When I was teaching back in high school, I had many instances my APs come into my classroom wanting to meet with me and guiding me into using tools that will help me reflect on my teaching. And it was a bit awkward to me because they suggested that I should record my lessons, record myself teaching the lessons, and record my students as they're learning and participating in the lessons for me to later on look at my teaching strategies and see where I could do better. This wasn't in a sense for me to feel bad as a teacher, but for me to reflect on my teaching skills and how well my lesson went through or not. So when we think of reflective practice, I want us to look at what it is. And by looking at the definitions and perspectives. So pretty much reflective practice is when we sit down and integrate our thoughts with actions. What does that mean? Well, it means that we're sitting down thinking of what we've done and looking for those holes where they can be filled in with better techniques as educators, using technology in a way to help us become effective practitioners, to move from a technical traditional format to an intuitive, conscious choice of being. How can we move from being traditional into an intuitive, conscious choice of being? Well, this is where we put in technology. And common things that we can find in teachers in the reflective journals, which they named in this chapter 14, is to be 1, self-aware, awareness 2, related to students, 3, awareness related to teaching profession, 4, awareness related to schools, 5, methodological issues and theory, 6, preparing and grading exams, 7, positive and negative factors affecting the pre-service teacher's performance while teaching, and I'll stop at 8, motivational factors. Yes, motivational factors, not only for the teacher candidate, but also for our students. When we're reflecting upon our teaching, when we're reflecting on our work, it's really sitting down and thinking of how can I better my strategies? How can I reach more students? How can I make sure that they are learning the content in their more successful, unrestricted, unlimited environment? And we do this seeing through others' eyes. I was also recommended by my past APs to meet with my fellow co-worker, my other Spanish language teacher next door to my classroom, and look into her lesson and her come in and look through my lesson. And that way we're seeing through others' eyes. It's not that we're going into to criticize another teacher or to criticize ourselves or to see how can I do better than her. But it's for us to become reflective educators by looking at others' techniques and see how I can implement those in my teaching. I can also do so by learning about other techniques that I've seen other teachers, not now, but throughout the years, using. The most basic type of reflection requires educators to consciously think back on their teaching or other educational interactions, identify ways that facilitate and impede student learning, and make changes to improve the educational interaction in the class and better meet students' needs. I often do this in my classroom. I often do this in order to help my students. I have many different groups of students in my class, my fifth grade class. Some of them get the concept Others are bored by the concept because they already got it, mastered it, and are ready to move on. But then I have the other group that they really need my help. So how can I ensure that I'm reaching everyone's needs? Well, by self-reflecting and see, how did I do today? Where did I mess up? Where did I need to improve more? And this is done looking through the student's lens. The basic of all reflection in teaching is to enhance the educational experiences of the students in the classroom. If the students are not learning, it makes no difference how well the teacher believes he or she is doing. It is not enough. An observant and reflective teacher can make educated decisions in planning and conclusions regarding the success of a lesson, classroom practices, or interactions. Nonetheless, the most accurate information about the student's perception of the success of an educational experience comes from the students. At the end of each of my lessons, I do a Google Classroom sort of blog, and also it's a form that I do where they have to submit how many minutes did I read? Did I reach my potential? Was this lesson clear? Where do you think I need more work? How can I become an expert in this field, and so forth? So it's a self-log where they analyze themselves. And when I do this, it's not only for them, it's for me to see where I can do better, where I can help my students and reach them more. The main goal is to open the lines of communication and collaborations with other educators. Your first year as a first year teacher is hard for you to try to reach out to others because you think that you're the only one that's going through this process. But in reality, like, I just read something on Instagram that said first year teachers, us 5th and 10th year teachers, we're going through the same thing. So don't think that because we have more experience, it means that we are better than you. No, we're on the same boat. So yes, I like to go and look at my other teachers and ask them, hey, how will you do this? Are you having issues with this? What can we do together so we can reflect together? There are 5 features that a reflective teacher should have. And they're like, 1, attempting to solve a problem in their practice. 2, acknowledging and questioning the assumptions and values they bring to the class. 3, recognizing the cultural and institutional environments in which they teach. 4, participating in curriculum development and school change. And 5, being responsible for furthering their professional development. So yes, it's our responsibility to find ways on how we can reflect on our teaching and do better for our students, for our field, for those that need growth and help, for our co-workers. We can video record our lessons. We can journal our lessons. We can get to know our students, how they learn better. And we can peer coaching and use technology, video conferencing, mind mapping. We can use reflection to access and analyze the data that we just gone through. So in conclusion, as a teacher, reflecting is not only for a first year teacher, it's a part of your teaching abilities. It's a part of your career. So hey guys, just know it's okay for you to need to look at how did I do in this lesson. Not to criticize yourself, but just to improve yourself. Once again, this is Jet, and I'll see you guys next podcast. You have a great day. And remember, reflecting is caring. Bye-bye.